seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Gentlemen, this is Vince Kelvin with Arash Debazar. We're here to take it to a whole new level, the real kings of pickup. I'm super excited. Arash, I'm looking at the different numbers, and there's a lot of international callers on the line with us. It's super cool that people are calling from other countries. We have a 614141. I think it's Switzerland, my home country. Yay! Or maybe it's an ex of mine spying on me. But this is super cool, gentlemen. So we're going to take questions right now. And quite a few of you are muted, so I'm going to do my best to unmute you for a second, but be mindful of sounds in the background. Gentlemen, we are ready. You're here to be social, so step it up, and Arash and myself will answer your question. Who is going first with a question?
Hey, it's Armand. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, Armand. Go for it. Where are you calling from, by the way, Armand?
I'm in Glendale. I was at your presentation last week.
Oh, the pulling one. Awesome.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
So what's your question, Armin?
Absolutely. So I'm a hard case doobie. This is only my third week kind of trying to go out and trying to, like, do exercises and whatnot. And I was wondering if you guys had any, exercises or any kind of other advice that you guys might share with me to kind of help me along this initial start of this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, since I've been speaking quite a bit already, I will make one recommendation and then pass it to Arash. You met me. One of the recommendations that I gave you was to write down 100 openers based on observations. Okay. And I want to make sure also you get fully acquainted with all that Arash offers that's going to give you the proper frame of mind. You're going to save a lot of time. It's amazing that you're new. You know, I told you that the other day, because you're not bringing in too much baggage, and you were 10 years in a relationship. So, but since I've been speaking for most of the time so far prior to the beginning of the recording, I will pass it to Arash.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I would keep it very brief. You said you were at some kind of meeting with Vince. Vince, was that a free meeting or was that a boot camp or something?
That was a free meeting, that one.
Okay, great. So I have a question for you that wants to learn this. Outside of that free meeting, have you purchased any of Vince's products or any other coach's products?
So far right now, I've just been reading a lot of material, like a lot of the books that are out there. Some stuff by Richard LaRuna, Mysteries book. Let me see. Those are the two main books that I've read so far.
No, my question is, have you purchased any coach's products? That's the question, not what you've read.
Oh, sorry. No, not currently. I'm trying to figure out what would work for my style or even how to get started before I kind of commit to anything.
I see. Okay, so my answer is simple. Vince knows me really well when it comes to this stuff. You haven't earned any knowledge yet. Okay? You're standing on the sideline. No. So, if you want to learn, you have to earn knowledge. You have to earn power. Okay? And the free shit is great for you, but for me, I have zero interest in teaching people that don't invest. So that's my answer.
Now, on my side, here's what I want to recommend, okay? There might be a brief moment of assessing, okay, is this the right thing for me or not, you know? It's part of human consciousness. I'm sure we don't just dive into whatever is there. But you also must understand two things. And this, I'm saying it based on experience. In 20 years, guys have come to this wanting to find the right approach for themselves. First, it makes no sense, because if you knew what the right approach is for you, you would already be doing it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second, you got to watch out also, because what will really provide you the results that you want is by stepping outside of what you already know and outside of your comfort zone. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you got to learn how to be a true learner, which is a complete sponge. You got to be willing to do things you've never done in a way that's completely different from what you have done. And we've seen too many guys, and you can ask the guys out there, those who think, okay, I'm special. We are all special individuals, okay? But those who think, okay, I'm special and the approach must be customized based on my needs, they definitely miss out tremendously. And then it's a personal thing. But me, myself, if I want to learn something, I'm going to dive in with everything that I have because I don't want it to take forever. And I want to get as good as I can, as rapidly as I can. So half measures avail nothing. Because it will take everything you have to get really, really good at this. Last watch, a lot of guys are caught into an either or. And a lot of people in the community, they debate around that. They think that they have to pick one thing when it comes to, you have the guys who go in field again and again, never sharpen the saw. So they keep on running into the same obstacle, you know? And after that, they become even more frustrated because night after night, it's the same problem that reoccurs because they don't know better. Then you have guys who think, okay, first I gotta study. So they study, and they don't talk to women. Not a smart thing to do by itself. And then you also have guys who think that what they gotta do first is build confidence. So they work on their in game before they talk to women. No, you do all three as soon as possible with everything that you have. And you got to know, if you ask somebody, they're going to give you the answer. So me, Arash, been known to dive in, no half measures all the way, and then you'll get really, really, really good, really fast. Okay? So that's my recommendation. I know you were inquiring about the trainer's training, but your inquiry itself was very tentative, you know? So I recommend just dive in. It's awesome you're on the call. Appreciate the question. And
thank you.
I think we're ready to move on to the next question. So thank you, Armin.
Thank you.
Wait no longer. Search no further. You are about to progress faster than ever with the most innovative, multidimensional mega event of a lifetime. The Global Seduction, Lifestyle, and Relationships Convention in Hollywood, September 23rd, 24th, 25th, 2016. So much more than a summit. Featuring only the best of the best, true pillars of the pickup community. Vince Kelvin, Arash DeBazar, Bad Boy, Hypnotica, Adam Lyons, David Weigand, Akito Mosley, John Keegan, and James Marshall. No conference can even compare. Nothing ever like it. Lectures, workshops, parties, club access, boot camps, VIP dinner, party bus, and lifestyle exhibit. But hurry, price goes up as event gets closer. So get your ticket today at www.globalslr.com or call 323-309-3219. That's www.globalslr.com or call 323-309-3219.
Quite a few of you guys are muted because you were getting super loud in the background, but come on, somebody step it up.
Hey, Vince, it's Mitch from Baltimore.
Mitch, seen a picture of you and your girlfriend.
Hello, Arash, as well. All right, man, question I have. I was with a girl this weekend, and she wanted to do things. I suggested we do some things, like go to Annapolis and go to Washington. She wanted to go swimming. And then she wanted to go to a karaoke bar, but then she had to, there was things that I wanted to do instead. My question is, how do you tell a girl, well, first of all, at what point do you let those kind of things go and just be like, yeah, whatever, because it really doesn't matter, just make her happy? Or at what point do you really say, no, this has got where it's got to be? This is the way it's got to be. And how do you say it in a way that's not going to be, where you're not going to sound like a jerk?
Rash, you want to go first?
Yes, I was muted myself, so it wouldn't be any sound. Yes, I'll go first. Congratulations on your pictures, Mitch, with the girl. I don't know if it's your girlfriend or you're dating her, but that's great.
Yeah, I'm dating her.
So look, well done. So here's how it goes for me, right? I have multiple girlfriends. So here's how it goes for me. There are certain things, Mitch, that I will not do. For example, I won't go places where there's going to be tons of men and I'm going to put myself in danger with a beautiful girlfriend of mine. I'm just not okay with that, right? It's a safety issue for me more than anything else. Then there's stuff Then there's stuff that I don't really care about doing, which, let me give you an example. In most recent times, I went to an art gallery with my girlfriend Raquel, and it's not my thing. It's just I don't give a shit. I'm not like, oh, let's go to a fucking art gallery. Like, it's okay, whatever, right? But she was like, oh, my God, this fucking art gallery. So I was like, okay, cool, let's go. The route that I take is this. It's really simple. It actually happens a lot with me. As when they say, like, oh, this is cool, I go, oh, really? They're like, yeah. I go, never been. They're like, really? Or like, I just saw Willy Wonka, the movie. I've never seen Willy Wonka before. And when I said I haven't seen Willy Wonka, all three of my girlfriends were like, or two of them, we're like, what? What do you mean? I was like, oh, my God, really? And they're like, yeah. I said, okay, well, I'll fucking watch it. Like, I'm into seeing what it is that they are so excited about because I'm a seduction artist. That's important to me. What's more important than me fucking going on a roller coaster is seeing the mind of my girls so I can have a better depth, a better understanding of who they are. That's why I will go along for whatever the fuck it is and not give a shit, because it's not about the roller coaster or the food. It's about what is it about this fucking restaurant or this food that gets you so fucking excited? Oh, it's the dancing and the music. Okay. Is it just any dancing music? No, it's cultural. Now I'm starting to understand. So this chick likes cultural shit. Now I test it out by saying, what about if we go to fucking Ethiopian restaurant? No. I go, really? You don't like Ethiopian, or what's the fucking deal? No, I'm not into the, okay, any other, like, ethnic foods? Well, I've always wanted, and I see, oh, okay, you get it? So, for me, it's, I don't have to insist on doing this or doing that. Like, I rarely insist on doing this or doing that. What I do is I create experiences. We go to dinner, we take a limo, we're in town, we're out, and outside of that, whatever the fuck they want to do, I'll fucking do. You know, it's not a big fucking deal to me, so it's not a matter of insisting, we need to do this, and we need to do this because I'm the guy, we need to do this. No, it's being strong enough to lead, no problem. So if we're going to, let's say they decide, we're going to go to Disneyland by the end of next month. So, yeah, decision made, let's fucking go. Now, I lead all the way into Disneyland now, from here all the way to Disneyland, right? So my suggestion is to make sure that it's not this necessary, she has to do what I say. No, she really doesn't, not on those dumb things. You know, on things that can jeopardize your relationship, jeopardize your survival, absolutely. That's where the man comes in and says, no, baby, this is not going to work. Like, you can't be talking to that guy. Why? Because that fucking guy wants to fuck you, and it's obvious. And if you can't see that and you're okay with that, then there's a problem. Now, that's different than, you know, I really want to go salsa dancing. Okay, fuck it. Let's go salsa dancing. I don't give a shit. So that's my experience of it. And Vince, I'll pass it on to you.
Yeah, phenomenal. I love it. I really love it. And you, so knowing you, Mitchell, I sense three areas of improvement. The first one, lead more from the start, make it richer from the start. She probably gets to that place because you're probably not really taking the lead and you're still at an early stage of a relationship. I don't know where you want it to go, but the positive thing on her side is she's probably excited. She's with someone, so she wants to do things. Okay. On your side, I would keep it right now into the bedroom as much as possible. Okay. I wouldn't go too far. And I personally like to create that inner reality that is so rich that it feels as if we're doing a lot of things when in fact we're not doing that many things other than having fun right there and then. So number one, little bit more and watch making plans that are too far out, okay? Because then she's going to want to make plans in a similar manner. The second thing is hijack everything. If she goes like, because you guys barely met, so you should still be fornicating like rabbits. So if she goes like, oh, I want to go to the swimming pool, you go, no, I want to go to the swimming pool. Push her on the bed and start to play with her pussy. And you go, I'm going to turn your pussy into a swimming pool. Hey, you ask me, these are the things that I do. And the third thing, if it gets to you guys having to talk about things, Watch out, because I've seen you in the past easily get a little bit rigid about things, you know, like the resentful boy. And you have yet to discover how to voice yourself powerfully, like, no, we're not going there. Because when you do that, we hear a little too much resentment, like you're bothered emotionally, okay? So make sure that if you guys have to talk things, it's so early in the relationship, either establish a new voice of strength or keep it light, keep it fun. And I so love what Arash was saying, also discover things. Okay. And maybe you can also come up with agreements where you do one thing that you want to do and one thing that she wants to do. Now, here's the last thing, and that's the biggest one. You got to understand who you're dealing with. You're dealing with women. If you put a group of women together and you listen how many times during the course of 1 week, they're going to announce that they want to do things, and then you look at how many of those things they actually did, you're going to realize it's a fucking joke. They probably didn't even do 5% of what they said they were going to do. So you're not dealing with men who logically are going to say, let's do this, and they make it happen. So one thing that I've learned through time, I have girls who come here, for example, on Saturday, and they go, oh my God, we're going to go clubbing. And I used to be like, fuck, I don't want to go into the club. They're here. I want to keep them here. And I used to struggle. Now I just go, yeah, we're going to go clubbing. And then they start to get ready and they do this and they do that. And we end up never going. Okay. So don't worry also too much about it. I don't know the type that she is, but I know women, and in general, they will announce doing I don't know how many things and none of it will be done.
Sounds great. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
I have a question, guys.
Please go for it. Say your name, where are you calling from, and ask the question.
My name is Matt from Raleigh, North Carolina, and this is kind of an off topic, but it kind of has to do with PUA, kind of. But I'm in the market. I have to buy a car like tomorrow. I was wondering. I know you guys. I'm not sure what kind of cars you guys drive, but it's weird. I'm basically either getting a nice sports car that's around $30,000, or do you think it's a nice, really nice car, or should I basically not use that money and just get something like $5,000? What do you guys think for like life, or what's a smarter decision? Because I know you guys are business people too, you know. And does cars really help with, you know, getting women, or does you think? I mean, I don't really have to lead with that, but what's your opinion on cars with PUA?
How much money you said you got, or what is this? I missed.
No, the car is It's a new Genesis Coupe. It's $30,000. And
That depends on your income. You know, okay. I have no idea, because if you're going to do $30,000 car, right, then and you're going to be broke, then don't get it. Don't ever fucking be broke. Ever. Okay? Catch the fucking bus, but have money in your pocket. But if you're going to get a $30,000 fucking car and have money and live well, then get the car. You all, okay, business, you want to talk business, here's business. It's life, it's finances. Don't spend more than you could afford, ever, guys, ever. Just know this shit. Even when it comes down to credit cards. I use credit cards. However, when I purchase something, that I can actually pay cash for at that moment. I have enough cash to pay for it, or enough money in the bank to pay for it, and then I use my credit card. And then I make payments on my credit card where there's no late fee. I pay it off at the end of the month or 2 months, so I raise my credit. The idea that you can actually buy something, this is one of the diseases of this fucking world. The idea that you can actually buy something or get something without being able to afford it is exactly why everybody's losing in this game right now. You all want a certain level of power and knowledge, and you can't afford it. Okay? You will get what you can get. Otherwise, you will put yourself in debt, not only when it comes to money, but in terms of power. People are going in debt in terms of power. I'm a child of power. This is what I do all day, every fucking day. I'm constantly exploring the depths of power. That's what I do, okay? And power respects power. It's its own entity. It's its own thing, okay? So understand this. Now I'm going off the car, but that's my answer for the car. But this is more important, what I'm saying right now. Understand this, that if you are trying to get something, knowledge, power, or whatever, you have to ask yourself, Can you afford it? Otherwise, you put yourself in debt. And when you're in debt, you're fucked. So never, ever purchase a car, a house even. You see, that's people's favorite thing, right? They go buy a house and they get a big fucking loan. So I have a property. I have a duplex. I don't fucking live in it because I think that's some dumb shit to do that. I don't live in it. But when I bought the fucking house, the duplex, I made sure I had enough money that when I got the loan in quotes, I could afford the loan. And that's when I bought it. So people always ask me, how come you don't buy houses? Because I can't fucking afford it right now. I don't want to go into debt to nobody. I've been in debt before. I've been in debt and it sucks. So if you're going to get a $30,000 car and you're going to go in debt, don't. That's stupid. But if you're going to buy a $30,000 car and not be in debt, then fucking get it. That's my answer. And the short answer, do cars make a difference? Absolutely. It's like, do boobs make a difference? Of course they do. It's just something. It's value. That's one.
Fucking awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. And do remember one thing. Whatever you're going to acquire, okay, or do, you do it or acquire it for you, not for the women. Because I promise you, if, let's say, we have two guys and both of them get the same car, one of them gets it because that car is going to get him girls, and the other one gets it because he really wants that car, and even if there were no girls on the planet, he'd still be getting the car, there'd be a big difference in the impact that it has on women out there. Okay? I've known plenty of guys who came to me for coaching, and they said, I don't get it. I got money. I got the fucking car. I got this. I got that. I still don't get the girls. As a matter of fact, the German soccer team at one point, they contacted me. They were, and what they said was like, we're studs and we're still not getting girls. Okay. So you got to understand that those things, yes, they do make a plus. In the original days of seduction, guys didn't understand the importance of lifestyle, having the best for yourself and so on. But that's not what comes first. Now, what comes first? And there, you know, I'm learning so much from Arash. And I know we started the call. One guy was quoting something that Arash had said in a prior week. And one thing that I've heard from Arash in a prior week was the idea that women are constantly looking for the better opportunity. And they come back to you and for as long as you are that opportunity. Okay? Now, they can get free fucking drinks any and everywhere. Last night I was coaching a guy, and his thing is like, hey, you want to get some drinks? Now, it's not the drinks. It'd be pretty fucking sad if the girl is just depends on one guy to get drinks. They can get in a hot car any fucking time they want. Okay? One of my girls, she's in Las Vegas right now. There's a car convention. She keeps on sending me those pictures of her in different hot cars. But who does she send the picture to, and who does she come to get fucked? Me. Okay? So you got to understand that the greatest value that you want to acquire is all of the attributes, the qualities, and the skills that other guys don't have. And there is where you want to invest. Anything that other guys don't have, because that's the greatest commodity, and a woman can find a hot car anywhere, a woman can find some drinks anywhere, a woman can find a pretty good living situation anywhere, but she cannot find those qualities anywhere. They're super rare, okay? Now, if you have a guy that has both, then it's the fucking pinnacle. But first things first for you, only get the car if you want the car aside from women. Okay, I got my most recent car. The girl I was with, she was like, I hate this fucking car. You know, I don't think you should get this car. And I said, well, fuck you then. I'm getting the car because I love the car. And so that's my answer. Sorry, I went a little far into other details, but I get inspired with those calls and with rash answers.
This summer, treat yourself with the dream hot babe-packed vacation and education of a lifetime. One entire week, ultimate, hardcore, badass, round-the-clock training and pickup with the world's top gurus. Announcing the 2016 7th Annual Pickup Academy, Total Manhood Makeover, July 11th to 17th, 2016, in Venice Beach and Hollywood, California, with Vince Kelvin, Arash Debazar, and such guest speakers as Hypnotica, Aikido, Adam Lyons, and many more surprises. Party bus, makeovers, dance classes. Go to www.seductioncoaching.com to reserve your spot. Hurry, sliding scale. Catch the best deal now.
Looking at the time, we probably can take 3-4 more questions.
Thanks, guys.
We have the record of callers on the line this time. That's pretty awesome, guys. Yeah, Arash,
Alex,
I think this is the most callers we've had on the call so far.
This is Alex from Denver. Can you hear me?
Very low volume. If you can do anything to increase your volume, that's great.
I'm going to speak up, and I'm going to speak straight in the microphone. My question is similar to Mitchell's question, but it's not concerning going out with a girl to option A, option B, to the art gallery or to a museum, but it is a feeling that I get that I'm being put second and not first, and not in regards to other guys, but let's say to her own sister. We're having a sister night out, maybe we should hang out another time. Oh, I made plans with, I don't know, Jack and Amanda. How about we watch that movie tomorrow? So I get this feeling that I'm being the backup option, but it might be my own insecurity playing up. And she's just someone who is following through with plans. What should I do about that?
I have a very good answer for this because I deal with this a lot. The answer I'm about to give you guys is extremely advanced, so please pay attention. It's going to sound simple, but many, many advanced answers are very simple. You are second until you make yourself first. And you're not going to make yourself first by insisting that you're first. You're going to make yourself first by creating experiences that make you first. That's it. This is your job. I'm in a very, very, I was in a very, very similar situation, okay? And I tried my old tactics of pushing it to be first, and then I was taught newly by Zafar, the demon of seduction, who is me, inside of me, that is the wrong way to do it. The proper way is very simple. You're second until you're first, and that is your job. You see that? Now, every other man on the planet is going to be second, third, fourth, or fifth, or insist on being first, but a master seduction artist knows that his job, like if you go to a dentist, you expect to come out and your teeth are done right. Your job, if you're going to study this art, is to do what it takes to be first. Don't blame her. Just be first. Somehow, some way. This is why you have to study your target. Now, you're never going to be first in that she comes first in her own mind. She cannot think outside of herself. You can, as a man, she can. But outside of herself, you can be first. Okay? And that's my answer. I'll keep it short.
I hear you. I got
it. Yeah. I love it, Arash. Now, gentlemen, it's always a combination of mindset, and you want the most powerful mindset on the planet, and I say it week after week, the most powerful, in my own opinion, 20 years in the making, mindset on the planet that will propel my game every week, every time I hear it, is Arash's mindset. Okay? So
Thank you. You gotta genuinely.
Then mechanics. And I love lethal mechanics. So one thing you gotta understand is that there's the right hemisphere of the brain and the left hemisphere of the brain. At a logical level, we tend to sort things based on a certain hierarchy, okay? So that's when people think, oh, I got to work, oh, I got to see so-and-so, and so on. So one thing you're not doing, you're not tapping into their imagination and triggering their emotions enough. Because when you do that, that's when women will sneak out of the house to leave their husband to come see you. That's when they're going to miss work. That's when they're going to miss school and so on. Okay. I just spent the entire afternoon here with a girl that had to go to school, that had to go all of this. And everything was postponed until the time of the call when I said, yeah, I got the call right now. Now, the mechanics is to learn how to correct her right away. and I have this triad of escalation. I cannot talk about it. It would take too long on the call, but we're going to have a LA talk on it where you just loosen them up by making them laugh. And then from there, you tell them how you feel, and then you tell them what you want. So it would be very worth it, guys, for you to master that, because otherwise they will lead you along the way, and then you become reactive, and then you try to be first by being offended that you're second. So the shortcut is, I don't know if you guys remember Star Wars, like the one of the old ones, when they would do like a hypnotic trick and go like, these are not the droids you're looking for. And they would say it like in a certain way, the delivery really counts. So when a woman tells you, I'm going to do this, and guys, you go, change your plans. You're going to spend the night with me, my darling. And then you go, seriously, I want to spend a little more time. Whoa. Was that somebody sneezing or what the fuck it was? Anyway.
I don't know.
Shit. Sorry.
Okay, so you get it. Counter-announce, say no. Here's a try. Change your plans, my darling. You're going to spend the night with me. And then you go, seriously. You know what? I want to spend a little more time with you. We're having so much fun. And then the first time you do it, you take the lead. You go, but you know what? After you arouse her, you go, but you know what? Yeah, I think you should go and spend a little time with your friends. I got stuff to do. I'll see you afterward, baby. Okay? And then you make it juicy that you want to see her afterwards. That's what you can do to correct from being second to come back first in a way that's organic and not needy and so on. Okay, probably one last question.
Okay, thank you, Vin.
My pleasure.
Oh, yeah, this is Sam from Chicago. How are you, Vince?
Sam, I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Good. I had a quick question. I ran into an ex of mine at a club, and I don't know, I just kind of felt off. You know what I mean? How do you react when you know, let's say you were involved with somebody, and then you see them, and maybe you get some feelings and things like that. You know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I pass it to Rush.
If you come to San Jose, and you happen to see a beautiful woman, she's either my girlfriend or she's been my girlfriend, and she hates me now, one or the other. And I don't go out for that purpose. One of the purposes of that, in that it's they're everywhere. So, what do I do? Now, this doesn't mean this is the right thing to do. If I'm out and I'm with a girl or a girlfriend and I see her, first I assess the situation for safety. I gotta look to see, does she have like 5 guys with her now? And if I stay there, it's gonna end up becoming a safety issue. Safety's always first. I'm out. If that's the case, I'm out, right? If it's not, and it's fine, then if I'm with a woman, I stay. Okay? If I'm not with a woman, I leave. That's just me. You know, my life experience is too important for me to be in a place and have to suffer because somebody else is there. Now, people are like, well, you shouldn't be reactive. Yeah, that's thank you, all fucking Buddhas of the world. The reality of the situation is the reality of the situation, okay? So I know that if I'm with a woman, I will make her uncomfortable. She could be with a guy. I could care less. You know what I mean? I know how to be with a woman, and I'll just have the greatest fucking time of my life then. But if I'm not with a woman and I run into her, then I'm getting the fuck out of there, dude. I am not fucking putting up with that shit. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. So, but yeah, I had a similar experience where you just kind of, it throws you off, you know, like big time. You're just like, whoa, what's going on? And why am I feeling like this and things like that, you know? So.
Yeah, and you suck it out and then it's left, right?
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, guys. I thought that was...
No, I'm done. I get what he's saying. The reason, brother, why I know this is because I have made that mistake. So I know exactly how you feel. You know what I mean? And it's fucked up. But hey, now you know. Next time, don't waste your time with it. See, the beautiful part is we're not trees. We're not planted anywhere. And we're not dogs where someone has to take us. So you have your own determinism to get up and go, I don't like that place, I'm out of there. And I exercise that all the fucking time, okay? If I don't like the place, I'm leaving. I don't care. Even a family function. I've arrived at family function, and everyone's there, and everyone's happy. And I sit there for fucking 3 minutes, and I go, nope, this is wrong. And I just get up and, where are you going? I'm leaving. Why? Oh, I gotta go. That's it. No one's just, I don't, be in places that you like to be, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's a right of a human being. You're not a slave. Well, maybe you are, but you don't need to be. That's my answer.
Yeah, I wanted to add something, but I just, I was kind of looking around to mute. So, from this moment on, I'm going to follow exactly what Arash has said. You know, I'm in a peculiar position where I have an ex that lives in my building, and I also have a couple other girls that I've been fucking that live in the building. So, it's never an easy thing. But here's what personally I have found works extremely well right after. Right after, you got to know that first, it's normal that you feel a certain way. So don't try to go against it. Don't go, oh, shit, why do I feel this way? It's normal. Okay? Acceptance of I feel this way. Second, instead of observe the things that you're doing and how you're doing them and how they are being affected, and me, I like to reverse that. For example, if I tell you if you're running somewhere and there's an extra wind that slows you down, you run twice faster. So if right there, because I've noticed that I'm a little emotionally affected or battered by a situation, I'm going to do everything around me better. I'm going to apply myself, everything. And I start with the basics. It might be just I apply myself the way I drive. I apply myself the way I sip some water. I apply myself. I turn the music a little bit louder. So it reverses the wiring. And then from there, I recommend that you let that be a call to action to this week. Talk to more new women than ever before and crank up also learning, you know, really rekindle. Because I know you've been studying with me for quite some time, but we still, even with guys who've been doing it for some time, we're still only scratching the surface. Okay, gentlemen, so I think this is a good place and time to wrap up the recorded parts, and I'm willing to stay on the line just a few minutes. You guys stay on the line. We're going to answer a couple more questions. I don't know if it's suitable for Arash to stay a couple more minutes for a few more questions.
Yeah, I'll stick around.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.